Welcome to Quillsword Blogcast. Is illegal immigration good for the Democrats? They think so, but they're most likely wrong. Very, very wrong. Since the 80s, with roots going back into the Civil Rights era, the Democrats have tooled themselves as the party of civil rights for the oppressed. Their policies have been an unmitigated set of disasters for all the people that they helped, but owning the media has its perks, right? I mean, until you don't own the media anymore. At least not the media anyone watches. The Democrats literally do not know how to run on anything else. They have no positive policies, unless you think defunding the police was a positive. Tear it down, kill it, let it kill itself, help it destroy itself, and give us more money to build more bureaucracy to pretend to fix the problems we just caused with all the rest of our nonsense, is the entire Democrat playbook. No, I'm not a little biased. I'm a whole lot biased. You set a few young folks down to tell them that their chances of becoming old folks rest on massive lifestyle changes, and hoping that the researchers ever get around to finding effective treatments that sane people will actually take for more than a few months. And see how tolerant you are of bad and stupid disease control policies. Okay, the researchers did finally come through on that last one. Only took 2 decades. If the Democrats hadn't insisted on government helping, maybe it wouldn't have taken that long. Look, you want unbiased? Find a real journalist. Good luck with that. The Democrats have had a love-hate relationship with immigration. For decades, they were fine with border control, but then pushed for amnesty and higher legal immigration limits. Being semi-fair, there's really no problem with making a case for increased legal immigration. Well, excepting the fact that the Democrats never really got around to convincing people that we needed higher limits. Oh yes, Reagan's amnesty was a disaster too. Turns out, beating the Democrats at a losing game is still losing. In case you were wondering, we did more damage to Mexico than to ourselves. All the hard workers and the entrepreneurs, along with anyone that might kick up a political fuss for the Mexican government to get its act together, ended up picking strawberries and mopping floors in America, instead of providing the necessary pressure to change Mexico. Mexico is about 30 years behind where it should be as a direct result. Not that we didn't hurt ourselves and our American friends. When I started my professional career in 1997, I drove in rural Alabama daily. Any road construction required a human being to hold a stop sign to get cars safely passed. In South Central Alabama, most of the poor folks were and are black. I'd guess I'd see about a 70-30 split of black to white workers manning those signs. Those are folks that had decent jobs doing a pretty low-skilled task. They almost certainly weren't on welfare, and they got decent pay. By the early 2000s, most of those workers were Hispanic. For the record, Alabama does not have a significant native-born Hispanic population. Fish plants and jobs around Alabama's then-new automotive industry also had large numbers of Hispanic workers. The folks in New Mexico, Arizona, and California hadn't moved to Alabama. Illegal immigrants had. Jobs that could have lifted historically impoverished Alabamians out of poverty went to people who had entered illegally. And in case you're wondering, when a fish plant was raided for illegal workers several years back, the next day they had black and white applicants around the block. Illegals are paid under the table and are cheap. They don't take jobs Americans don't want. They take jobs liberal elitists don't value. Your overeducated, collegiate, lazy backside may not be willing to push a broom, but many, many Americans can and will. Heck, my master's degree, worked on a PhD more ample than I'd like to admit, backside, has pushed brooms and cleaned toilets. Only stupid people think that they are too good for an honest job. The vast majority of Americans aren't stupid. Which gets us back to the topic. Americans aren't stupid. They know the difference between men and women and can smell a political witch hunt a mile away. Letting the crazies run the asylum has backfired for the Democrats. They are losing support not just from the disinterested center, but within their own traditional base. There are countless videos out there made by black people who have had their fill of the Democrat Party. The Republicans are nowhere near good enough to have convinced that solid part of the Democrat base to reconsider. Nope, the Democrats did that all by themselves. And they're clueless how to fix it. They aren't performing well with American Hispanics either. Not even the first generation ones. Legal immigrants aren't much happier with the Democrats. Turns out law-abiding folks don't care what color the folks who won't abide by our laws are. The law-abiding folks expect them to respect U.S. law or go home. The fact that they themselves are losing out to illegal immigrants in the job market does not improve things. Now, common sense would tell you that the Democrats need to backpedal and come up with a better plan. Major parties die when their bases collapse. The Democrats only just survived the 90s as they lost their historic blue-collar base. Then they replaced that base with their big tent. Gay rights, DACA, Hispanic, and black voters filled out the rank and file. The Democrats created a new base of people that had almost nothing in common with each other and often competing interests. Some of that was kept in check as the Democrats valiantly fought first for gay rights, and they kept redefining what those goals were as necessary. Then Obama shot the thing in the head with the legalization of gay marriage. It wasn't that there was much blowback, the center didn't care, but he just yanked the lid off the pressure cooker. Okay, he also just made sure Clinton would lose in 2016. I mean, he would have if she hadn't done such a great job of mismanaging her campaign. I still can't figure out why anyone thought Trump wasn't going to win. I keep telling you the polls are not that trustworthy. Anyhow, once the media didn't have Trump in office to obsess over, the spilling over insanity of the Democrat base finally took center stage. Needless to say, no one was impressed. Empty-headed media notwithstanding. The Democrats didn't have a coherent base to begin with, and they just spent the last 10 years shredding what they did have. The only party loyalists left are the crazies and the strong identifiers. FYI, it's not looking good on the identifier front. Between the lawlessness in the cities and the backstabbing of Israel, most of the diehards are voting Kennedy now. So what's an insane dying party to do? Why? Open the borders and let illegal aliens vote. Of course. Seriously, this is actually stupider than the replace Biden idea. I know they know how the Electoral College works. This craziness could only work if Texas and Florida not only accepted the illegals, but gave them voting rights. If this was the Democrats' plan, it hinged on two red states subverting their constituents and giving voting rights to people with no ties to the state. Instead, both Florida and Texas started busing the overflow to New York, Chicago, and San Francisco. Well, those are all sanctuary cities, so they need to sanctuary, right? Let's just say it isn't working out so well. Even if everything were hunky-dory and illegals and liberals were having tie-dye parties, those are all blue states. More Democrat voters in states that are already voting Democrat doesn't change anything. The next census is 6 years away. 2024 and 2028 will not show any population increase in those states, so they won't have extra electors before 2032 at the earliest. In case you didn't catch it, it is not possible to win a presidential election with this strategy for at least 8 years. It won't move the needle much on congressional elections either. Blue states got bluer with no effect on their influence. But wait, it gets worse. None of these sanctuary cities are coping with the influx very well, and they are all Democrat-controlled. The Democrats are counting on the gratitude of those allowed in illegally, but those folks may not be so crazy about living on NYC streets, having to turn to more serious crimes, and having not only the only shelter that they can get shut down while the Democrats are failing to feed them. In the meantime, the actual citizens are fed up, and we're seeing some poll movement away from the Democrats. No, you shouldn't trust the polls. But this runs so counter to the usual skews that it might just be something. It'll scare the daylights out of the Democrats anyway. Actually, it already has. Ukraine and Israel were winning issues for the Democrats. Were, past tense. Biden can't get an aid bill to Ukraine, and he allowed a ceasefire resolution to get through the UN against Israel. Oh, sure, some blame House Speaker Johnson, but Biden had cards to play. Closing the border would have taken the issue from the Republicans and alleviated the trouble with the silly sanctuary cities. But instead, Biden is fighting to stop Texas's efforts to keep their border secure. A decent border bill would have been impossible for Johnson to stop. It would have been a major win for Biden and strengthened his polling numbers. But the only loyalist base the Democrats have left are the crazies. Crazies that want completely open borders and to let Hamas destroy Israel. They cannot lose those voters. So Biden and the Democrats continue shooting off their own toes with policies that all the same people hate, including most of what was left of the Democrat base. So no, illegal immigration does not help the Democrats. If anything, it's probably speeding up their already breakneck race to destruction. Couldn't happen to a nicer party. Can't happen soon enough, either.